Ozanne says the new information reported in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week indicates Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman may have violated the Judicial Ethics Code when he accepted free legal services from the law firm Michael Best and Friedrich that defended him against ethics charges connected to his election campaign in 2008. That same law firm defended Republican leaders this summer in a suit Ozanne filed, accusing them of violating the open meetings law when they passed the collective bargaining restrictions. Ozanne says if that's the case, Gableman should have recused himself from ruling on that case.
We are taking a hard look at the information that was just brought to light in recent days. I think if that information had been present at an earlier date, we may have made requests at that time.
Ozanne says he's not sure how soon or whether he will decide to file a motion to reopen that case and to request Gableman's recusal. Meanwhile, attorneys representing three recall committees seeking to oust Republican state legislators are asking that Gableman also recuse himself from a suit that Republicans filed, asking that the new legislative boundaries should be in effect for those potential recall elections next spring and summer. The same law firm that defended Gableman for free also helped Republicans draw those new district lines and initially was representing Republicans in the current lawsuit. Michael Best and Friedrich has since stepped aside in that case. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.